JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. On today's program, a look at efforts to improve sewage facilities in Port Moore and another glimpse of Jamaica from St. Elizabeth. Stay with us for this and much more coming up. More than 200,000 residents across the Portmore municipality in St. Catherine are expected to benefit from improved sewage facilities as work gets underway on the Portmore Sewage Project. The project is being funded by the National Water Commission NWC's K-Factor program through a $21 million contract.
The contract represents our commitment to the continued economic growth of Portmore and its environs and an improvement in the standard of living for its residents. In addition, upon completion, the project will benefit approximately 200,000 persons in Portmore and will yield returns through savings generated by consolidating sewage treatment operations from the existing four to the single Soapbury location.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill speaking at the contract signing ceremony recently. The work is expected to be completed over a 45-month period and will involve the decommissioning of the 5 existing wastewater treatment plants, which are in an advanced state of disrepair. So far, Jamaica's country ranking under the Human Development Index, HDI, has moved from 100 in 2008 to 85 in 2012, with the country listed under High Human Development. This means Jamaica is moving closer to achieving its goal of being the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
On the community notice board, residents of Mandeville and surrounding areas are all invited to a free concert Sunday, December 15 at Brooks Park, Mandeville, in celebration of Manchester's 199th anniversary as a parish. Come on out and enjoy performances by Jermaine Edwards, Omari, and others. Gate opens at 1 p.m. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
We used to get the blood wood dried and we used to set it overnight and boil it and then we clean it, dry the floor with it and then we get the wax with the brush and then it's clean and then we make merry now for Christmas Day. That is my glimpse of Jamaica. My name is Joyce, I'm a mosquito here in St. Elizabeth and that was a pleasure and fun for me.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm.
The Jamaica Information Service and Scotiabank want you and your loved ones to stay safe this festive season. So, when shopping, stay alert and always be aware of your surroundings. Avoid carrying large amounts of cash on your person. Instead, pay with a credit or debit card whenever possible. Also, do not leave your purse dangling by the straps. Instead, keep your purse close to your body and put your wallet in the front pocket of your pants, not the back. If you're shopping with children, teach them to go to a store clerk or security guard should they become separated from you.
And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Thanks to Andre Palmer, our engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.